flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now, listen, I've got these three babies at the fair, and I want to make sure they enjoy themselves. Sensory Friendly Day is on Monday, but they wanted to come today. They didn't want to wait until Monday. And so I'm trying to figure out what does it look like accessibility-wise? What universal designs are available for kids like mine who have autism? We have thousands of autism moms and dads who count on me each and every week on this show to give them the information that they need so that their children can have a better quality of life. So I call my friend Kevin Laminin. He is joining us. He's on the porch. He is from Accra, and we'll talk about Accra in just a second because I don't know where I'd be without them. They've done so much for me and my children and our family. They work with people, adults and kids who have disabilities. Now, Kevin, you have been out to the fair and you have some homework and some results because you've done some research. I want to make sure that families like mine who have kids with special needs who come out here know exactly where to go and what's available for them.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me be here today. So I'm Kevin Laminin. I'm our Community Resources Coordinator with Accra. We serve all 87 counties in Minnesota. So we love to resource and connect and direct individuals to that care that they need in a person-centered way. So I had a privilege of coming here on Thursday to kind of scope out some things that are happening here at the fair. And for those that use electric mobility scooters or strollers or have those accessibility needs and want to rent these things, by all five locations, we have a place to get that through Hometown Mobility.
Okay, that's good to know.
So that's the first thing.
Okay.
And those that need those interpreter services, ASL is offered all throughout the fair. So those interpreter services can be... You can get those by calling 651-288-4448, and those are available for you, as well as every little booth that you see, any kind of thing that you see that are, it's in print or that you visually see, closed captioning services are also available. And then something that I wanted to point out is our friends with Fraser. There's a Fraser Sensory Building that is free of charge for those that just need a quiet place to rest and relax, as well as use some sensory tools. That building has equipped staff to help with you. Those volunteers are available 9 to 9 on the west side of Cosgrove, just south of the Home Improvement Building.
And that Fraser Building is amazing. I went by there yesterday. Because before I take my kids anywhere, I have to check it out myself. And so I took my kids by there after I checked it out, and we had an amazing time. You may have heard my son Daniel screaming in the background last hour. He's my most severely autistic child. And so I just told Sean, take him over there to the sensory-friendly booth at Fraser so that he could come back down and calm down so he could continue to enjoy the fair. So that we didn't have to go home, so that the other kids didn't have to leave and ruin their day. He went over there, he got calm, he came back. He was having a great time. And I just have to tell you, Kevin, thank you for my family, because Accra did an amazing thing. When we came here from Texas, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what services were available. And you pointed us in the right direction. And so my son Daniel, who I was talking about, he is my most severely autistic child. And I didn't realize that he could get on a waiver to get services. And you all helped me navigate that, right?
Yeah, we're definitely there to help navigate. So I always relate benefits from the county as something like a full-time job. People don't really know how to access different disability services or even programs that a person's on. And so I'm here to help with any type of concerns or questions that a person might have, just even fill out those, that paperwork just to begin with, or those renewal forms.
Oh my God, that's the scariest part. I remember somebody from Accra coming to my house. I was sitting on the floor crying, and they sat there and they helped me fill out those forms. I don't think that I would have been able to do it without you. And so I'm always and will forever be eternally grateful for the services that you provided for our family so that my children can have a better quality of life. Now, I want to make sure people know all about Accra. Tell them what kind of resources you provide, because we've got autism moms and dads out there who are listening, who are sitting out here with me, autism grandmas and grandpas out there, and they always glean information from this show.
Yeah, so I am definitely a community connector. So there might be some things that you weren't aware of, like maybe getting some assistive technology and maybe certain loan devices throughout the state. So try it before you buy it. So being able to connect you to those proper resources so you know what they're exactly like. It could be some very basic things. Maybe you're in need right now, you're just a little tight on cash, and you just need to know where to find the basics, like food or transportation, or maybe you're involved in some housing right now and your landlords are just not understanding what accessibility is, or understands that there's some complexities because your loved one has a disability and they just don't know how to relate. Well, we can kind of dive into those topics together to come up with a solution.
And I tell you what solution you helped me with that I'm grateful for. Hey, ladies, look, the golden girls back there. How y'all doing? Y'all looking good, ladies. I love it, looking good. You know, when we moved from Texas to Minnesota so that my kids could have better autism services, I didn't have any friends. I didn't have any family here. And so I was all by myself, and I had no break. And I remember talking to someone at Accra, and they said, well, do you have respite care? I didn't even know what respite care meant, ladies. I had no idea what that was. And you said that's when you find somebody who can come into the home for a couple hours just so you can pee with the door closed, just so you can take a bath and the kids don't climb in the tub with you. And I said, I would love that. I would love to pee with the door closed. I would love to take a whole bath and not just bathe half my body because I don't have time. And so you all connected me to respite care, and that was a game changer. You know, those people came in and they took my kids to the museum, and they took them, you know, to the park or the playground. Or sometimes they just sat in the house and played with them so that I could cook or fold laundry. I just remember folding clothes one day crying because I could fold clothes. And Accra made that possible. There's some folks out there who are listening. And so, Kevin, I want to make sure they know how to access Accra. Make sure you give us that website and that information so they can have it.
Yeah, so to reach Accra, it's www.accrahomecare.org. And then the number is 952-935-3515.
Okay, now you came and did some homework. Thank you for all that information. But I also want to know about your food homework. What's your favorite thing that you've eaten so far at the fair?
Sounds really interesting, but I've really loved the meatloaf on a stick from
okay.
the Blue Barn.
What? Meatloaf mm-hmm. on a stick in the Blue Barn? Okay, is it mm-hmm. okay, now this is the controversy. Y'all going to have to settle this, because Henry Lake and I, we almost had a fight about this. They had to call security at the WCCO building. When you eat meatloaf, Kevin, and I hope you answer this correctly because it may not end well for you. When you eat meatloaf, do you do a red gravy or ketchup, or do you do a brown gravy? I'm not even going to look at you. I'm going to look over here because I don't want to look at him because he might say the wrong thing. I don't want to look at him.
My favorite is the brown gravy.
Okay. I can turn around now. We can look at each other. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do they have with the meatloaf on the stick at the Blue Barn? Do they have any gravy on it?
They don't. They have the ketchup. It's still very delicious, but it didn't have the brown gravy, which I was super excited to have.
Well, you know, I'm kind of down home. I might even bring my own little cup of gravy. Do you think they would object if I brought my own gravy?
Oh, slather it on. It'd be good.
Kevin Laminin from Accra, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Yeah, well, thank you.